Karl Rove says U.S. Senate map good for GOP in 2026 but warns of stretched resources. By Jeff Poor on September 1, 2025. During this week's broadcast of FNC's Sunday Night in America, former Bush White House Deputy Chief of Staff Karl Rove offered his take on the battle for control of the U.S. Senate during the 2026 midterm elections. Rove said Republicans had a favorable map for the 2026 election but noted issues with trying to win in Georgia and Michigan, while attempting to win an open seat in North Carolina. Joni Ernst from Iowa, it looks like she is not running again, host Trey Gowdy said. Tom Tillis definitely not running again. Brian Kemp took a pass. Two Republican senators are leaving the Senate to go run for governor. Has the U.S. Senate lost its allure? Are people frustrated with D.C.? I mean, that used to be like the pinnacle to be in the U.S. Senate, and it just doesn't seem that way anymore. Rove replied, yes, I think that's right. And, you know, the Senate map, fortunately for the Republicans, is good. That is to say, most of the seats that are up next year are in red states, where the likelihood of, you know, winning the Senate race in Idaho for the Democrats is very small. But yes, it is a sign of, sort of like people's exhaustion with the way of politics is conducted today, and we're going to lose some good people as a result. Hopefully, they will be replaced by good people. But it is going to stretch resources when it comes to the Senate, because the Republicans are going to be trying to win the open race in Michigan, he continued. They're going to be trying to knock off an incumbent Democrat in Georgia, but they're also going to have to be defending an open seat in North Carolina, where the Republican registration numbers have gotten a lot better. But the number of unaffiliated voters has grown faster than the number of Republican net gain by about a margin of 8-1. And that's a problem, actually, 4-1, that's a problem. And so the electorate next year that the Republicans and Democrats are both going to be focused on are people who are up for grabs. And whoever makes the better case to them, whether it's a race for the Senate, House or governor, is going to be in a much better situation. Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.